The Clubhouse Call-In with Burns and Gambo. Presented by Sanderson Ford. The best play is at Sanderson Ford. Proud partner of the Arizona Diamondbacks. Visit SandersonFord.com. 98.7 FM, Arizona's sports station.
Usually during the season, we catch up with one of the players at this time during the Clubhouse Call-In, but seeing as how it's still spring training and opening day is 1 week away from tomorrow, instead, we're kind of working our way through some of the folks who cover the Arizona Diamondbacks. And joining us right now on the Coulter Automotive Group Sports Line, our longtime friend from MLB.com, DBacks.com, their longtime writer, Steve Gilbert, who joins us here on the Coulter Automotive Group Sports Line. Hi, Steve. How you doing?
Fellas, I'm doing great. How are you today?
Very, very well. Let's talk about the story that was written, if we could, from your colleague Zach Buchanan over at The Athletic. I am fascinated by this. The metrics, the analytics, say Adam Jones should play a deeper center field. Adam Jones doesn't sound like he's interested in playing a deeper center field, and Torrey Lovello and Mike Hazen all sound like they're treading very delicately around this issue. How do you see this resolving itself?
Well, you know, I think that it certainly sounded like, and I didn't talk to Adam for that story, so I can't speak to exactly how it was presented to him or exactly, you know, what the context all was. But, you know, he said that they had some frank discussions when he signed his contract. You know, he and Dave McKay kind of about organizational philosophy. He didn't go much beyond that other than to say they had some frank discussions. So I would imagine that over time that will change when he looks at some of the things that they put together. That would be my guess. I can't say that 100%, but I would hope that it would be a thing where he would listen to what they're showing him and what the numbers say about it.
I don't know, man. He seems old school. He seems not analytic at all. He just, this is where I like to play. This is where I'm most comfortable playing, and this is where I'm going to play. He just seems like he's that type of player.
Yeah, well, now that if it ends up being a tug of war, that I don't know if that impacts his playing time or exactly what they would do in that kind of situation. So I guess we're going to have to see how this plays out.
Let's talk about Taijuan Walker throwing. I mean, good news for the Diamondbacks. What's the projected timetable for him?
Yeah, you know, they say sometime later in the first half he could be ready for them, and you know they're. One of those things, I was talking with Taijuan the other day, and he's like, you know, I almost feel too good. You know, you start to go through a rehab for something like that, and everything's feeling really good. And the tendency then is to kind of amp it up and to try to speed it up. And you know, he's been trying to remind himself to just kind of take it one step at a time. And even though you're feeling good, you know, there's still a plan in place that's kind of been time tested in terms of how long it takes to come back from these type of, you know, injuries. And no matter how good you feel, just to kind of take it day by day and follow the plan, because I think we all know that when we're feeling good, sometimes we tend to overdo, or at least, well, not Gambo at the gym, but the rest of us, when we get to the gym, if we're feeling good, we overdo it. And then we're sore. Gambo, he's in a, you know, he's in his own world.
I could hear you setting that up, Steve. I could hear
I'm
you.
In my own world.
I knew where you were going with that. I could hear you setting that
I
up.
I mean, you know, you wouldn't get sore like the common people like us, Gambo. That's what I'm saying.
Now, if Gambo had Tommy John surgery, he'd be out 1 month.
I'm going to bring you some M-Drive next time I see you so you don't get sore. I am. I'm going to bring you a sample of M-Drive, Steve. That's my promise to you. I'm going to bring you a box.
I'm looking forward to that. Between that and what Burns is selling, I'll be fit as a fiddle by the time the season is over with.
Fit and trim and ready to bench press a whole building if you want.
Will the weight thing make me like Nick Vaccaro though? That's kind of my fear. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know if you want to get that skinny. I don't know about that. Steve Gilbert from MLB.com, our guest here on the Burns and Gambo show, talking a little Diamondbacks baseball. We had Torrey on a couple days ago. I did not expect him to answer the closer question. He did not answer the closer question. When do you think he is going to answer that question, and what do you think the answer is going to be, Steve?
You know, that's interesting because we just got through pushing him on the opening day question, the opening day starter question, and he kind of, you know, surprised us one day with it. So I would imagine it's got to come within the next few days because, you know, before they break camp, they got to have some kind of clarity in that situation is what they've been saying. So I would think it's coming soon. I think it's a hard, you know, if you're going to ask who it'll be, I think it's a hard thing to predict because you look at the numbers and, you know, Archie has pitched really well, but they also really like Archie in other situations. They've liked the ability to bring Archie in the seventh or the eighth inning to pitch maybe more than an inning, to get out of a jam. So it could be a situation where they stick with that and make Holland the closer. But, you know, certainly his velocity has been down a little bit this spring, at least before his backfield game. I don't know what they had him on in the gun in a backfield game a couple days ago, but velocity was down slightly on his fastball. I don't know if that's a concern or if that's a situation where when the bell sounds and the regular season's going, that the adrenaline will tick that back up a little bit. But those are just a couple of things to kind of keep in mind when you see who they're gonna pick for that.
You know, we talked with Lovello about the catching situation, and it seems like he would really have to be talked out of keeping three. That it's a philosophy, he believes in it. It's just it's something that's important to him because we've discussed it. Could they only go with two catchers this time? But it seems like for Lovello, I mean, he seems pretty stuck on keeping three.
Yeah, it's interesting because when we talked to Mike Hazen a couple weeks ago, he seemed like they were kind of open to the idea of just going with two after they signed Adam Jones, because that puts them in a little bit of a roster crunch, you know, adding Jones to that roster. So if you say they're going to keep the regular guys, the guys we're all expecting, and you say they're going to keep three catchers, so then you keep Christian Walker or do you keep Socrates Brito? Because I don't believe you can keep both of them. Last time I did this on the back of a napkin. I don't think you can keep both of them, and they're both out of options. And they both bring something to the team. But where if you carry two catchers, you can carry both of those guys. It gives you a little bit more flexibility. That would seem like at this point to make the most sense given the way the roster shakes out. But again, like you said, it doesn't surprise me that Torrey really likes having the three catchers. They had the catchers do a lot of game planning, even sitting with the next day's starting pitcher a day before to go over lineups. So they like to have the flexibility of not having that person starting back-to-back games. We'll see. I think that what's going to end up winning out here, if everyone's healthy, is kind of whether they're willing to risk losing somebody on waivers.
Yeah. Steve, good stuff as always. Thanks for swinging by for a few minutes. We appreciate it.
Guys, my pleasure.